Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that life to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
Hello, San Antonio. This is Randy Adams. God bless you. I hope you're having a great, great Father's Day. I am thoroughly in love being on radio. Thank you, Don's my producer. Thank you, KTSA. We're going to open up the phone lines, and I think you're going to enjoy it, I guarantee you. There's no dumb questions. The only dumb questions are one you don't answer. I mean, don't ask. And let me give you an answer of some kind. You may not love it. But I'm going to try my best to tell you the truth at all times. Sometimes the truth hurts, and hurts more than what we want. So, just call in. And our phone number is 210-599-5555 or 800-299-KTSA. I tell you what, I hope your fathers are spending a little time with your sons and daughters and tell them, you know what? I love you. No matter what, unconditionally, God bless each and every one of them, and just live longer, forgive everybody. I've talked about my situation with my dad. We forgave each other totally in 1987 and changed our lives. I guarantee you, it changed mine, it changed his, changed my attitude, changed me from being a giver, I mean, from a taker to a giver, give me the desire to be the best I could be. I guarantee you, are you trying to be the best you can be? Let me tell you something. This old radio station cost me out of back pocket national. And, I want to give. I want to give back. I want to be the best person I can be. I want to, continue, just to be the best I can. But I'm giving back information. A lot of people told me, man, you're crazy. You're crazy for doing what you do. But I don't believe that. I believe in people. We need an even playing field. We need to know exactly what's going on in our lives. Hey, how much money have you wasted? We're going to talk about insurance. We're going to talk in just a few minutes. I'm going to blow the doors on the second half on insurance. I've got an idea that's never been spoken, never been talked about, and it all pertains to everybody, everybody who buys car insurance. And I've dealt with so many claims adjusters lately that have robbed people, taken advantage of people, keep us in the dark. But I'm going to blow the doors off of insurance companies. I think outside the box, as you probably noticed. You know, talking about title loans, how bad they are, 330% interest. I walk into every auction ever. When I forget to tell people about title loans, the dealers tell me, hey, man, you forgot to talk about how bad title loans are. You got to keep telling everybody because they're robbing everybody. We elected the people who own the title loan license. We elected them and they're robbing us. 330% interest. Donald Trump couldn't pay 330% interest. And these people repoing over 90% of the loans and they give you 60% of the value of the automobile. And then you pay six payments back and pay back more than what you borrowed. The record the other day, well, we found a guy that lost his car and paid 21 payments of $900 a month, almost $20,000 on a $5,000 loan and lost his Tahoe. Is that crazy? Well, you can be in that same position. Go to my website, learntobuyandsellcars.com. follow the easy process of describing your car. I'm not going to be like Auto Trader Buying Center, because I was there for 60 days. I told you, they entice you to come in, and then when you put your VIN number in the computer, it cuts you to your knees. I don't want to mistreat you. I don't want to mislead you. I don't want to do you that way. That's why I dropped from being Auto Trader Buying Center. I'm going to tell you, Auto Traders got out of the, they think they're God. They think they're the best in the world. And I tell all my friends and neighbors not to use them anymore. I'm still on them for a little while, but I'm tied in and I'm about to dump them like a hot biscuit. I'm telling you. So if you got anybody that needs emergency money, tell them, go sell your car and tend to your business and buy your cheap transportation. You can describe it to me. I'll make an offer on it. I'll give you what I say I'm going to give it. Now, if there's some stuff I've got to fix on it, we got to cut the price. But it's a used car. It's going to have some little problems to it. Nothing serious that you got to fix, but it's going to have some problems. I want to teach you the difference in the good, the bad, and the ugly about the car business and about the insurance companies, what they're doing to us, and how they need to change. And I stated it in Austin. I'm hoping that Senator, I've been telling the people in Austin that the engineers of University of Texas are brilliant. And man, they're the smartest people around, but they can't fix the traffic. And the reason they can't fix the traffic is they don't want to. They're liberals. They want everybody to live downtown and not have cars. And that's why they won't fix the traffic. Well, I kept saying that for 3 or 4 weeks. And now a senator of Texas, of the state of Texas, has decided that we need to do something. He needs an investigation and seeing how they can fix the traffic. Hey, now I got somebody of importance up there in Austin. Well, they think they are. They're really not. They think that, you know, hey, this guy has a good idea, just like my good idea that I had about a year ago that the city council of San Antonio said, and I told the lady that had the 55 Chevrolet, I went and looked at the car for the lady, sweet lady, lost her husband. That was his pride and joy. And I said, she's, everybody's telling me my car's worth $10,000 or $12,000. I said, ma'am, I'll give you $18,000 and I'll make that good for 60 days. But I tell you, your car's worth $21,000, $22,000. I don't want to lie to you. And I said, but do not show it to anybody. Do not know where, let them know where they live. Go to the police station, go to the fire station to show this car. Make sure your daughter and your son-in-law goes with you, or get somebody. Do not show those people your title. Get a picture of their driver's license. Make sure that they can pay for the car before you show it. Well, city councilor of San Antonio got the idea, and so he brought it in front of the city like it was his idea. Hey, that's fine with me as long as we get it done and you're safe and sound. I care about you and your well-being. You remember I told you, live longer and forgive everybody? Well, my dad and I forgave each other. And I tell you, it was a tough situation because father's always right, son's always wrong. And in the car business, it's triple worse. Because let me tell you something, it's all of a matter of opinion what a car's worth. And now I've got a little better opinion on them because I buy and sell them and I live, breathe, and eat this business. I've been the number one rated wholesaler the last 40 years at San Antonio Auction. I've done lots of business with them, and I'm going to continue to do business with them. But it's because I'm on the market, and I sell on OVE dealer to dealer across the United States. We sold 4 on OVE the last couple of days. But we continue to stay on the market so I can give you fair market, plus my overhead's low. I got 20 reasons why I'm a better buyer than the big box stores or anybody else around. And most of it pertains to why people can't stay on the market. And I'll go through that list probably in the next week or two, because I gave it here about 6 months ago, why I'm a better buyer, because I live on a lot less because my overhead's low and I don't do the crazy things. My lifestyle's not the way some of these dealers are. So I can make less and be happy because I'm content. And you need to be content. I'm thankful. You need to be thankful. I love what I do. I'm full of joy, happiness, and I'm humble because I know that I'm a very blessed man just walking on a thin line. And you know what? We all have choices. What is your choice been lately? Do you buy something you know you can't afford? Do you buy something that doesn't fit your family needs or your needs? There's two kinds of cars, afford and can't afford. And you can sure get yourself in a trap, I'm telling you. I've seen quite a bit of it lately. People owing $10,000 and $15,000. A lot of people with 84 a month payments. I talked to a good friend of mine and brother-in-law. He's complaining that the cars have got so high, new and used trucks, that they're having to go to leases. And the dealerships make all the money on the leases, and the leases make a lot of money. You think you're getting a great deal because you get to use a car for 3 years at a low price? But let me tell you something. They got ways of making money on that deal. They'll charge you for those extra miles, and we drive too much. You know that. We put a lot of miles on a vehicle. So, I mean, if you're going to drive too much, you're going to put a lot of miles, it's going to cost you a lot of money. Had a guy not long ago, they'd tattooed him for 50 cents an extra mile over his limit. And he had 40,000 miles. He owed $20,000 in penalty. He had to buy the car, which the car was a good one. And, it, you know, where he had to buy it, he had a choice of paying $20,000 or paying $12,000. I said, well, just buy the car for $12,000. You just saved $8,000. So he finally bought the car, and he's driving it. He's going to drive for a couple more years, and then he's going to get rid of it. But, you know, you got to watch out what you're doing. The worst investment we can make on earth is buying a vehicle. It eats money, loses value, loses everything. So we're going to talk about the insurance situation later. Auctions, I'm going to tell you something. You got to watch out. There's a lot of little independent auctions going around. I've talked to a lot of people that bought a lot of junk out of these little independent auctions. Yeah, they're highly advertised, but let me tell you something. Car dealers are not there. If they were bargains, that place, these auction, independent auctions would be full of car dealers, and they're not. We don't want to go. Well, I've saw them before they got kicked out of the other auctions, real auctions, how they bought junk and sold it to the public. You got to watch out what you're buying. It's your situation. It's your money, your hard-earned money. I told you last week, and some of you might have missed it, if you owe $20,000 on a vehicle, you're going to pay off that $20,000 note besides interest that you're paying on it. Have you thought about it, that you're paying it after-tax money? You got to make $24,000, $25,000 to pay off a $20,000 note. Is it worth it? Are you one of those that's praying every night that your vehicle be worth something time you get through paying it off at 72 and 84 months? How many, and you can't surely trade the first 3 or 4 years you own it because you know you're underwater there. So we want you to make the best buy. That's why we've launched hasslefreeautobuying.com, hasslefreetruckbuying.com. We take the fear out of walking in a dealership, fear walking into F&I department. Make sure that you buy the right vehicle for yourself. 80% of the people going to dealerships nowadays buy something that they need to sell, something that's old, something that they don't intend to buy. So we keep that under control. We make sure that you buy something that fits your family, fits your needs, something you can afford. Talk to you about your budget. Find out what your credit score is. Make sure it's cleaned up. Make sure you get the best price dealing with the best dealer, because like I told you, 70-80% of them out there will rip your head off. So you got to deal with the right dealer. Hey, we want dealers to make money. We just want you to get ripped off. And I know the right dealers. I know the right 20% that you need to deal with. Like Don Dumford in Divine, Texas, Rox Covert in Bastrop. If you're buying a Ford, I'm going to send you to Don. We're going to talk to Don about it. We're going to buy something else. I've got other dealers I've been dealing with for over 40 years. I know the ones that will tell you the truth. So after we've got that lined up, we'll get you the best price on a brand new vehicle. Then we'll make sure your trade's getting fair market price. We want to give you all the money for your trade. We don't want you to get it mistreated there. Do you want to go in there and for 6 hours fight trained professionals that'll take every available dollar you have? Hey, these guys will advertise and say whatever they can to get you in the door. I have changed advertising in San Antonio. I've changed things on the radio. I've changed dealers. Dealers that used to not give you a price are forced to give you a price because I've told you, if they don't give you a price, don't walk in that door. These boots are made for walking. Walk out of that door and keep going because they want to spin you or foursquare you if they won't give you a price. So after we've got the price lined up, what's your time worth? Can you go against these trained professionals? Can you spend 6 hours of them wearing you out, swapping people on you, getting a closer on you, beating you up on your trade, adding interest to your loan? Now, if they want to add 1%, you want to leave your line of credit on? Yeah, do take my advice and do whatever you want to. Most of the time, we can get the car delivered to your door. We're delivering one to Corpus right now on a deal that people wanted a car, and we got them the best price. We saved them $4,000. And so that's hasslefreeautobuying.com, hasslefreetruckbuying.com. Take the hassle and the fear of the unknown out by letting us negotiate for you and make sure you get plenty for your trade, make sure your credit's cleaned up, make sure you're doing the right thing. This is a big investment that you got to live with for, we're hoping, 48 or 60 months. But sometimes when you buy over your head or buy something a lot expensive, it's 72 or 84 months. It's a decision you've got to live with for a long time, and you want to take 30 minutes to do it before you run down to a dealership and walk in the door like you know what you're doing? Well, take my advice and do whatever you want to. Hey, it's my hard-earned money. I don't want to throw it away. I hope you realize you don't want to cut. And we got somebody on lines that Sam, is that correct, Don? Sam, this is Randy Adams. Thanks for calling to learn to buy and sell cars.com.
Yes, this is Sam.
Yes, sir, Sam.
It's a 96. Made in 96. Yep. It's a 97. So does a 97. It's a prototype.
Prototype?
And we'll part it out. My wife went and, you know, blew the head gasket out of it when I got it fixed.
Right.
She drove down the road with no water in it. She didn't know there was no water in it.
That happens.
And that's all that's wrong with it. I mean, should I part it out? Should I sell the car? I mean, this is like a classic kind of car.
Well, you know, not really.
There's two. I mean, it's got a very low serial number.
Yeah. Well, but the collectors are not going to collect that kind of car, tell you the truth. You know, they built a million of them and they're out there and it's really not a collector car. And I'm all thinking we're on the verge of having more collector cars than buyers. That's the problem. You got to find these guys.
I know. Everybody's trying to tell me, so why don't you just fix it and drive it? I'm tired of working on it.
Well, I understand that. It's time to get something different. You know, you can part it out and start trying to part it out. And that's a possibility. And there's probably some good parts left on
it. Head gasket. It didn't even warp the head. I got the head off. I looked at it. It's not even warped or cracked or anything. All she did was blow the head gasket.
How many miles on it?
It's under 60,000.
Wow, that's low miles.
Well, 97, I'm going to tell you something now.
That's low miles. That's miles.
Very low miles.
I think I'd fix it, put it back together, and keep driving it.
Well, she can't drive it. It's like a boat. She can't even see over the steering wheel hardly. I said, get rid of it. Nab it, Nancy.
One of the greatest salesmen in the world, my dad tells me about this little Chinese man walked in the dealership my dad was working at back in 1958-59. Told me, and this is a true story. My dad told it to me many times. Mr. Kruger, Arlen Kruger in New Brunswick, and this little Chinese man come in, and they had a car they needed to get rid of real bad, and it was already over a year old. And so Mr. Kruger took the cushions off of some of the chairs that were in the lobby and stuck them and gave them in there, put that little Chinese man in there and sold him that car. But, you know, I've also changed seat arrangement for other people.
Did this to my mother-in-law. My wife inherited a car from her mother. And they did that because her father is a Ford dealership from up there in North Carolina, right? For ages and ages, and they go, you have to buy a Ford. And this is what we're going to give you. And that's what I got. And I got a good one. I mean, I don't know what to do with it. What am I supposed to do with it?
Fix it.
I don't want to part it out. I actually want to put it back together, but I'm just tired of working on it. I'm 60 years old. My wife's 66.
Right. Well, I understand I'm 67, and I still work on them, but don't want to, but I do. I'd rather build a hot rod, and that's fun.
I hate laying over those dang things. I just hate laying over those
but
dang
things. But that car with that low of miles deserves to be fixed. I mean,
that's what everybody tells me. So why don't you just fix it and drive it?
I would. I guarantee you.
What if somebody needs parts or something, you know?
I don't think you're going to sell enough parts to get the real value. You fix that car up with those kind of miles, somebody's supposed to give $2,000 for it because it's great transportation for $2,500. And you go to parting it out, it's going to be tough to gather up more than about $600-$700, honestly. And pick and pull's not giving nothing for cars anymore.
They're talking about like $400-$600.
No, they don't even give that. I deal with them every day. They're down to 100 and a half.
I mean, to me, the car looks like it's worth at least $5,000.
Well, you need to get it up and going to get somebody to give that kind of money. And you're the right kind of person that knows the value of the, you know, it gets back to what will a car, how much life does it have left? And that car's got a lot of life in it. Gets 20 miles to the gallon. They're great cars. And, you know, it'd make somebody a good transportation car for, you know, once you fix the head gasket for a pretty good while.
So that's what I got to do, right?
Right. I agree. Because it's not worth anything like it is, you know, and especially if you go to part it up.
I got it halfway apart. I sit there and I'm going, dang, I'm tired of working on this thing. I don't like working on cars no more. It hurts my back.
I understand.
Back. And I sit there and I'm going, dang, now it just hurts my back doing this.
Well, I understand that program. Maybe you need to get a son or grandson in there and show them how to fix it. We need to teach these kids how to work on a car. Not enough of them know how to work on a car.
I try to do that. I try.
You know,
I
understand.
I just put it back together, right?
Right. I agree. Well, thank you, Sam.
And then I can drive it for another couple hundred thousand miles.
You can. You're correct. Those are great cars. I've had some with 250,000.
And you have a good show.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam. Thanks for calling Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. And I just, you know, it's all basic transportation. You know, and that car's got a lot of life left in it. And I hate seeing Sam give it away or take it to pick and pull or something like that, because that car with a little work and a little money spent on it, it's got a lot of life left in it. Good transportation, good safe transportation. You know, if you've got a kid or somebody that's first-time driver, that'd be the great car to put them in. Get it up and going, put them in it, get decent fuel mileage, got a lot of protection, you know, and got some size to it. And mainly, if you don't run one hot, they usually don't have any problem. I've seen them go to 250,000 miles. We don't have much transmission problems with them. We don't have much engine problem with them. And that's a great car. But what are you driving? Have you become your automobile? And you got to have a new one every 2 or 3 years, which is fine if you can afford it. There's a man that we do business with in a small town in East Texas. This guy comes in and buys a new truck every 2 or 3 months, but he can afford it. He changes colors. He changes 2 to 4-wheel drive. What kind of excuse do you need to buy a vehicle? Some people don't need much. Some people are never content. Some people don't care. But it's all different, and that's what the dealers are controlled by. That's what the dealers are trained by. They're ready for you. They're ready for anything you want to talk about. They've got an answer for it. I guarantee you they're ready to deal with you anyway. I don't care what you come up with, and 80% of the people that walk in the doors, these dealerships don't buy what they intend to buy. They don't have the intentions of selling you exactly what you need at the best price. It takes a lot of money to open up these dealerships, especially in the big towns. Out in the smaller towns, their overhead is lower. And I guess that's why I deal with a lot of people outside the city limits, because their overhead's lower. And just like Don Dunford, he's a great guy. I love doing business with Don. He's honest. He's trustworthy. He's been in business 35 years. Great, great guy. And he treats his people right because most of the people have been working for him for over 25 years. He's just 20 minutes outside 1604. So, you know, his overhead's lower. And he's 11-time winner of the Ford President's Award for customer satisfaction. And if you need a fair price on a Ford or a pre-owned vehicle, he's the man I suggest you to talk to. You know, and if you've got a problem with hey, what man makes brakes? And you, every once in a while, you're going to find a little issue on them. And if you do have a problem, hey, he's a hands-on dealer. He's there. His office is open to you. He will talk to every one of his customers. And if you've got a problem with a factory, he'll go to bat for you, make sure that you get it solved. And not many dealers, let me tell you something, I got some dealers, owners, that it takes 20 people to get to the number one secretary. So, you know, this is a great opportunity. Think about Don Dumford, Chaparral Ford, Divine, Texas. You're making the right decisions. We're going to take a short break, be back in a minute. We're going to talk about insurance.
A page of my past. You didn't even say goodbye when you slammed that door.
Welcome to Learn to Buy and Sell Cars with your host, Randy Adams. Randy has been in the business for decades and is ready to share with you everything you need to know about buying, selling, trading, and dealing with cars. And now, your host, Randy Adams.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self, their country loved.
I wish everybody did. I'm beginning to wonder how many people really do. They're more proud of the country they come from. They're more proud they wear their flag, they wave their flag. But I love America. I wish they absorb our culture, absorb our language. You know, we need the people to come to work. And the figures on people coming from foreign countries right now, 94% of them are on food stamps. And 76% of them on welfare. Hey, we want them to come over here to go to work, not live off of us. I'm a taxpayer, and they're living off of me. I'm not happy about that. We need our congressmen and senators, and I don't know about our president, but anyway, we need a president that will stand up for our rights. Let me tell you something about guns. I'll tell you what. Ask Australia if you take all the guns away. A little over 12 months ago, Australia took the guns away. Cost the people $500 million to buy all the guns back. Guess what? The bad guys still got guns. Guess what's up? Homicides up across the country, 7%. Assaults are up, 10%. Armed robberies are up, 44%. But in the area of Victoria, Australia, homicides are up 300%. Hey, the law-abiding people gave up their guns, but the bad guys won't. I was talking to an engineer buddy of mine. He's got a 10-year-old son, and we were talking about, you know, trying to take our guns away. His son, well, and I said, I guess, you know, if you take the guns away, the people will get bombs, make bombs. His son said, yeah. Excuse me. He said, it's on the internet. How to make a bomb for $150. I said, what? He said, yeah, it's on the internet, how to make a bomb for under $150. I said, well, come to think about it, I guess the Boston bombers of the marathon, they didn't hardly spend any money. They took old stuff and built bombs out of them. Well, I got news for you. Take the guns away, the bad guys will have the guns. They'll blow us up. They'll still keep knives. They'll hold knives. They got cars. Something will happen. I tell you, liberals, take away the guns and you're going to need protection. You're not going to have it. Talk to father-in-law, a man down the street, good friend of his, he's an older man. They were breaking into his garage, stealing his tools. So he called the sheriff's department. The sheriff's department said, well, that's just a misdemeanor. We'll try to get out there in a little while. He said, well, the guys are hauling my stuff out in the dark, and they're carrying it to their truck across the field. They said, well, we got other things we got to do, and we just can't get out there right away. So he hung up the phone, he called back, and he said, hey, send a coroner, send an ambulance. I just killed one of the guys, and another guy's wounded. And he said, man, the sheriff's department showed up in no time at all. Well, they called the guys. Sheriff's department said, hey, you gave us false information. He said, well, I couldn't get you out here. We can't wait on these people. That was just one instance where they happened to be close by and they got them. We can't depend. I love the police department, but there's not enough of them protect us. I got news for you. Take the guns away, you'll be in trouble. Because the ones that had the guns will figure out how to survive. You people that don't know how to protect yourselves, they'll be knocking on your door. They'll still be scared of us because we'll have our signs outside. I still got a pistol. But anyway, that's what happened in Australia. And you want to weigh that up? Yeah, well, ask Australia how bad it's gone. Hey, take the guns away from the people in Chicago. Oh, I'm sorry. They already did that, didn't they? And they got the worst crime. What about they've taken guns away from Washington, D.C.? Oh, that's right. That's number two worst city in crime. Well, no, they took them away in Baltimore, too. And that's number three city. Now, they got the strictest gun laws in those three towns. Oh, we forgot New York. And they've got all the crime, the worst crime. Hey, get a little common sense. You might need to learn to protect yourself. And now let's work on the insurance companies. Nobody's ever come up with this. Why do we buy something that protects us and we don't know what we'll receive back? I have dealt with some insurance companies lately, Soros' insurance company and Buffett's insurance company, Geico and Progressive are the worst paying, worst. They train their adjusters to beat you up, to not pay you nothing, take advantage of you. They robbed a good friend of mine on his car, and I've just seen so much stuff, so much battling. But you know what? When we buy an insurance policy, they should tell us what our car's worth that day, and they should honor that for a year because we're paying retail premium for insurance. They're getting what they quoted us. They're getting what they wanted, and then we're in the dark what our car's worth. Hey, I've stated this in Austin this last show, and I'm stating it to city councilmen, to anybody with any kind of authority. We need to investigate and change this. The only insurance company that I have found that does it right and treats their customers right is USAA. The rest of them have got trained assassins that come out there and beat you up on your trade. A large, big-time dealership in San Antonio hired me to help them fight for a guy, and I told you about it, a Ridgeline truck that the adjuster didn't want to give but $8,000. The guy was dead. The lady owed $10,000. She couldn't buy a car. If he was settled, she would have had to pay the $2,000. She would be in a bad position. They hired me, and I fired at this guy. Let me tell you something, and I fought all I could. I moved him from $8,000 to $11,000, and after that, we were going to have to go to court, and I was ready to go to court, and I told him I was ready to go to court. But they went ahead and settled with the lady, put her in another vehicle, got that car paid off, took the $1,000 and got her in something else. But let me tell you something. These insurance companies are one way, not USAA. I don't want to say that about USAA because USAA is fair to their customers. Their pricing's right. They do it right. But let me tell you something. There's a difference. I'm beginning to wonder. I tell you that 80% of the car dealers will rip you off. I'm beginning to think 80% of the insurance companies will rip you off. Boy, I'm going to tell you, look at the hail damage. They pay the new car dealers $10,000 to $15,000 for their damage, and they want to pay the individuals $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 for their damage. What advantage is the new car dealers got over us, over the individuals? And I've seen some cars that they paid some people $6,000, $7,000 that should have paid $15,000 for. They're beat all up. But oh, no. The new car dealers get $10,000 and $15,000, and then I've heard some advertising where they'll knock off $5,000 off a brand new Chevrolet truck that's hail damage. I get $6,000 off of a brand new one with no damage. Can you imagine what that dealer's going to make? He's going to make $10,000-$12,000 on that truck off of you, and you're not going to get the true value out of it. Hey, these insurance companies, I believe, are going to school, got more rules and regulations. It's all one way. They collect the money. I guess that's why Source and Buffett are billionaires and love their insurance companies, because you're in the dark. You don't know what you're going to collect. You're buying an insurance policy. You're paying full premium, and you don't know what you're going to receive if you lose it. What about the commercial and the lady? She's right. I bought a brand new van before the first payment, get hit, and you want to pay me 75% of what I paid? Hey, they're the king. They make the rules. And they act like you're stupid if you don't take what they offer. And I tell you, it's a battle. We need to do something about it. I want to be that shining light, let my little light shine to help the public, to help the people, to make better decisions, to understand what's going on. John, this is Randy Adams. Thank you for calling Learn to Buy and Sell Cars.com.
Hey, Randy.
Yes, sir, John.
I'm in the insurance business, so I'm just calling to
yes,
talk to you for a minute about beating up on insurance companies, except for USAA. How can you lump everybody into one big pool like that?
Well, because I have battled them all. I've got customers. I've talked to people.
Those car dealers.
Do you sell the insurance?
I do.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. But you just quote the price the company gives you, right? You don't make that price, do you?
No, sir.
No.
There are
you go by
things.
The company. And so when there's an accident, do you tell the person what they're getting back, or does the claims adjuster?
The adjuster does.
I understand. I'm not beating up on this person, and I even stated that in Austin. I should have stated it here. I'm not beating on you that sell it. I'm talking about these adjusters who have, I've seen them. I had a friend of mine that owed $8,500 on his Lincoln, and they caught him sick. He's got some health issues. They gave him $6,500. He has to pay a $2,000 note on a vehicle that he don't own no more. And I showed him that the auctions, these Lincolns are bringing $10,000 and $11,000, and they paid him $6,500 because it had a previous minor accident. The insurance guys do your job, but the claims adjusters, the companies train these claims adjusters that I'm seeing people that collect $6,000-$7,000 on hail damage on their car, and their car is worth $10,000 and $15,000 less. But I know that you're selling a policy that you don't quote the price, you don't pay it off the deal, you're the middleman, and your hands are tied. I understand that 100%. But
But agents can get involved and participate. You know, all my customers know that if something goes bad, they can certainly pick up the phone and call me. There's a reason why adjusters are licensed to do what they do and agents are licensed to do what they do, because then you might find unscrupulous agents, you know, who would pay their, you know, for the totaled car, you know, for their father might get more than the totaled car for somebody they don't like. So there's a real reason why there's a separation between the two. And, you know, there is a method in place through the Texas Department of Insurance to file a complaint against adjusters and hopefully have their license revoked, and we find a better adjuster to come in and take their place and yes, be fair. But I don't know. I'm listening to the show, and I hear you lumping us all into one big category.
Well,
I wish you would do that.
I'm sorry about doing it in a big lump, but I've had some real problems with Geico. I've seen some real problems with some independents of, you know, that other guys that have done it. I've had some problems with George Soros's company. And they come in and they beat these people up. Maybe we don't do the right advertising for your agency to say, hey, if you do have a problem, you do have a claim, and it's not fair. But, you know, how do you stay on the market? How do you know their finances? What do you know? Do you know what a customer owes on a car? Do you have that available? See, you don't have that information, and you're in the blind on that. So a customer
but it's not
that owes 6 owes 85
about what it's worth. I mean,
When they bought that unit and you insured it, you covered it for what figure?
Right.
You know, that's the problem.
The market just value when they totaled it. I mean, if they total it 10 years down the road, I would say this, that there is some philosophy and some logic that goes into why, actuarials price insurance the way insurance is priced. But I'll just give you one warning. The more we try and pull Austin in, and I'm not even so much worried about Austin as I am about Washington, D.C., but
oh,
you
I agree.
See some messed up insurance, you go look at health insurance and all the lies those people told us about cheaper premiums, and none of it's true. Health insurance,
oh, yeah.
Which I
You're
do
right.
that as well for my clients, it is so bad now. We need to somehow let a free market system work, and if it's George Soros or Geico, and customers, aren't happy, then hopefully they'll look for other agents with a good reputation, whether they be independent or captive, and make that move. But I'm going to tell you the solution right now is not government involvement, whether it's auto insurance or home insurance, because you won't be able to afford it in another year if we get those guys involved. There'll be no good.
I've had 40 or 50 guys. I've had 40 or 50 people show me their cars that they're getting paid $1,000, $1,200 on totaled out hail damage cars, and they're paying $1,000 a year for full coverage. Is that the agent's fault for not telling them you're not going to collect very much money on your car? You just need liability. Or I'm trying to tell my customers, find out what your car's worth before you have full coverage on it, because you're gambling on. There's a man at a radio station that I'm with right now. They're paying him $1,200 for his car. He paid $1,050 a year the last 3 or 4 years, $950 before that, $850 before that. He's paying a lot of money to collect $1,200.
Yeah. Well, thing about what you just said there about full coverage is we don't even use those two words in our office, because there is no such thing as that. If an agent sells you something and says you have full coverage, I believe that they just committed some kind of a fraud, because full coverage, you have a bad enough accident where you kill somebody and you think you have full coverage and you don't think you can get sued for $5 million when you only have $50,000 in liability. I mean, that to me is false advertisement. Those words should never be used on an insurance policy. You carry comprehensive coverage, you carry collision coverage, and you carry liability, but I don't like the word full of that. Hey, it's all taken care of no matter what happens, and that's not the way insurance is sold. It's not all taken care of no matter what happens.
Do you sell replacement insurance? Replacement
cost? But you know what
do
I
you?
Have done is... No, sir, I do not sell it. But
well, because I have my father-in-law bought it, and when they gave him wholesale value, and it was supposed to be a replacement cost, and I shot him prices where retail was what was retail, what he should have collected if that was a figure in mind. That's a figure that's in the dark. I have also a good friend of mine that's on the KTSA who got 20% above value added on to his insurance policy. But I asked him, I said, is that wholesale? Is that below wholesale? Is that average? Is that retail? Where is that 20%? What figure did you use? Because he had 20% over, but he didn't know what figure 20% was over.
Right.
And but if you buy an antique car and you valued it $20,000, you know the figure when you buy the insurance for that antique car. Why can't we do that for the same thing on everybody else's car?
I can't argue with you on that. Is that because when you purchase collector vehicle insurance, you choose a value and you say, this is my value, and if something happens to it, that's what I want, whether it's $30,000 or $300,000.
As long as it's in line, it'll appraise for that high.
Correct. But, then what happens with all of this is the laws don't allow for insurance companies to not insure somebody or to exclude someone. And if you read those collector vehicle policies, many of them, if there's a driver under the age of, say, 21 or 25, then it's not covered. I mean, there are stipulations in there that I don't think people realize. Hopefully the collector people realize it. But what's going to happen, though, in those cases is it's all going to come down to premium. I mean, I work as an independent for some very good companies and run by some fabulous men and women, and they aren't making money right now. And most of it's due to the fact of all the weather-related issues. And I don't know if
right.
you noticed, your premiums may be going up. I know mine are.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, yeah. You know, that's the key to everything in the car business, because the overhead, I had a new car dealer saying, Randy, you're beating me up. You know, I said, did I tell you to get in the car business? Did I tell you invest 30, 40 million in a dealership? He said, no. I said, is it the customer's fault or my fault that your overhead's $1.5 million a month? You chose to be in the business. You chose to advertise. You chose to have the inventory you have. Is that the customer's fault or my fault that you're in the business you're in and it costs you that much money? But you also risking to make millions of dollars every year. So you yep. take that risk, but do you blame yep. it on the customer? Or do you blame it on yourself?
Well, absolutely. And these are all good arguments. I appreciate you letting me speak for a minute about insurance. My only
well, I thank you for calling.
Advice I leave with you today is let's do everything we can first to let the free market decide. If somebody out there feels like they've been influenced by advertisement on TV and how simple it is, and they really shouldn't let that happen. You really should sit down and have a serious talk with your agent about what you've purchased. Do you trust the person you purchased it from? If you're just calling 1-800, you might get what you deserve. I mean, there's so many things out there that come into play, and I think if we allow free market, we'll all be way better off than if we try to get the big government involved to regulate all this, because it has totally ruined health insurance from a practical standpoint. There's good things in the bill, but for the most part, the average person can't afford it anymore, and that's a shame. So, listen, thank you. I enjoy your show. You have
well,
great
I got
day.
One more question.
Okay,
question. Do you walk through the policy real well with your every customer you have? Because I've talked to so many people that said all they do is walk in there, sign a contract with their insurance agent, and walk out. Should they really spend the time explaining everything in their contract?
Well, do I sit down with the actual contract with the customer? I'm going to tell you no. Do I read it from time to time so I know what is in it? I can talk to the customer, I think, well enough, because most people, when you start talking insurance, you might as well be speaking a language they don't understand. I live it, breathe it every day, so I know what OTC is and uninsured and underinsured and those kinds of terms mean. But when I sit down with the customer and their quote, I bet you probably 40% of the time a customer will look at me and say, wow, I've never had anybody tell me that's how insurance. They don't understand how liability works. Everybody's focused on their price. You know, oh my gosh, this is the best price. Well, what did you give up to get that low of a premium? You probably gave something up to somebody who's just trying to meet a quota at 1-800-GET-INSURANCE. So
now,
yes,
they're the roughest to get collected on. You're right.
A little bit more about being a consultative type of an agency. It takes more time. We even have some disclosures now on certain policies that when we're done explaining it, then it's written real clear language. It says this doesn't replace the policies. This is just a summary of what we talked about, and you understand, correct? And the customer signs it, and then we make sure we document that in the customer file, because insurance, if it covered everything, then it'd be one page and one word on the policy, everything. But it doesn't. It's a contract. And, if people aren't happy, they ought to sit down and try to find somebody that will spend a little time for the commission that the agent makes to talk to them about exactly what they're buying. But I'm going to say this, that the purchasing public out there, a lot of them, just give me a price. All I got time is to sign the contract and walk out the door. We got those people, but we really do try and take our time to explain, at least on the quote, those are the things that you're buying from us. Liability.
Well, and you're right. And also, you're right in that you get what you pay for. And when they're running around shopping some of these people and they hit them with a real low price, that's what you're going to get.
Well, and you know what? Randy, we can get a really low price a lot of times for people beat their coverage that they already have. And I think that's because the companies that I try to represent, they want adverse selection out of their, we just talked about how it's about risk. Well, there's more to it than just paying a premium and signing your name. As an agent, I got to go out and inspect the home. I got to understand a little bit more about, what are these people really going to do? Because once I sell them a policy, they can turn around and let any driver with either no driver's license or horrible driving record wreck it, then my company's on the hook. So there's some due diligence.
Well, but a lot of companies won't pay. I've run across this lately. A son... unauthorized driver wrecked the car, and the insurance company just flat won't pay.
Wow. Well, I think there are a few companies out there that do that, but I don't sell them. And if I did sell it to somebody, I would have that disclosure that said, "Look, you've told me everybody that's in your household, and if you've got a youthful operator in there that's driving, and you haven't told me, then you need to know they're not covered." And simple as that. Then we're all on the same page.
Well, thank you, John. We're running out of time. I appreciate you calling. I do.
No problem.
I thank you for your input. And John's right. I mean, you've got to know your insurance agent. You need to really look at the policy. I was in the body shop business for 12 years, and people would come in there, and we had insurance companies tough because they're trying to save all the money they can. And put your car back on the road the best they can. And sometimes we expect more, and the body shop expects more. It's a tough, tough business, just like the car business. But that's what I'm here for. I want to be a shining light, my little light shine, to educate you, make you a better purchaser, a better educated. We go to school for everything in the world, but we don't go to school for automobiles. This is Randy Adams, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. Be sure and give us a call, 830-625-7159. You can go to Facebook to find out what my shows, when they're on, what stations are on. You can go to SoundCloud to hear previous shows, and that's Randy H. Adams. YouTube, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com, and our website, LearnToBuyAndSellCars.com. I hope I'm making a difference in your life. I want to be a difference in people's lives. God bless you. I love you. Listen to me next week.